This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss some recent cases of a rare bacterial infection that has been linked to a contaminated aromatherapy spray. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, how was it that a contaminated aromatherapy spray could lead to such serious consequences?
Well, what happened, Lauren, is there was a bacteria in the spray that has been linked to two deaths, but separately, two other individuals were infected. They survived. But this bacteria led to a rare but deadly disease, melioidosis.
And the CDC has definitively linked the deaths infections to this spray. So how were they able to do that?
Well, it's been an interesting process. First, the spray was determined to be a possible suspected household item in the home of the Georgian who died, and they did some testing. But before that, they looked at soil samples, water samples, and they looked at other household items. The CDC said they feel like it was almost like finding a needle in a haystack. And once they sampled the aromatherapy spray, they found this bacteria that causes this rare disease.
Okay, so let's back up. What is this spray and how would listeners know it's in their homes?
It goes by a label under Better Homes and Gardens aromatherapy spray. And it was sold in some Walmart stores and on the Walmart website. And since then, Walmart and the Consumer Product Safety Commission have recalled it. Almost 4,000 of these bottles have been recalled. And also the CDC is testing other products under this label for this same bacteria.
Could you tell us more about melioidosis itself?
There's only like 12 cases in the U.S. reported annually. Worldwide, most of the cases are in people who live or travel to areas where this bacteria naturally occurs, such as parts of South Asia, Southeast Asia, and Northern Australia. Most of the U.S. cases, the average of 12 that we talked about, are connected with exposure during travel, according to the CDC.
Okay, and what should listeners do if they have this spray at home? Like, are there symptoms of melioidosis they should be looking out for?
Symptoms are similar to flu-like illness. The good thing is it's not spread person to person. And if someone has this particular spray, stop using it. Don't open the bottle, but don't throw it away or dispose of it in the regular trash. The CDC recommends double bagging the bottle in Ziploc bags and place it in a cardboard box and then return the product to a Walmart store. And if you've used this product, the CDC recommends washing sheets or linens that it could have been sprayed on or wiping down counters and surfaces that may have the spray on them. And if someone with the product, with this aromatherapy spray, has used it within the past 3 weeks and have fever or other symptoms that raise questions, the CDC recommends to seek medical care and tell the doctor that you were exposed to this spray.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GBBNews.org.